track three. And the first of our lead stories from the Mid-Devon Advertiser is Couple Awarded Freedom of Town. A Newton Abbott couple have been awarded the freedom of the town after decades of service to the community. Carol Bunday and Mike Hocking, who stepped down from the town council in May, were presented with the awards by the mayor, Councillor Alex Hall, in a ceremony at Newton's Place on the 9th of October. They were nominated for the titles of Honorary Freeman and Free Woman by former mayor, Councillor Mike Joyce, who felt their years of commitment needed official recognition. There are many people in Newton Abbott's history who have contributed significantly to the town's well-being, with Mike and Carol being up there with the best of them, he said. Nominating them for freedom of the town was the least they deserved. Carol Bunday, a former behaviour support officer at Coombs Head College, had served as mayor of the town and vice chair at Teignbridge District Council. She was also a volunteer at Buckland Youth Club and a governor at both Coombs Head College and High Week Primary. She remains chair of Newton Abbott Air Cadets, is a member of the Court Leet and Newton Abbott Community Interest Company. Mr. Hocking, a former VOSA inspector and vehicle engineer at quarry firm Watts Blake Byrne, also served as mayor and was chair at Teignbridge. He was a governor at three local schools. Today he sits as chair of Newton Abbott Community Transport Association, is treasurer of Newton Abbott Air Cadets and a member of the Court Leet. He said about the award, "It's great. We are both very, very honoured and it's a privilege to be given the freedom of our town." Ms. Bunday added, "To be honest, we are very humbled. The couple, who have each spent almost 40 years in public life, said they intended to enjoy more travel and time with friends now their council duties have come to an end. Their commitment to other voluntary roles will continue." The only other community stalwarts to have been awarded honorary freeman status in Newton Abbott are the late Henry Cole and Di Nichols. Both held many unpaid offices and served as mayor.
A voice for the River Teen. River gains friends and influences. Teignbridge's principal river has gained a voice to fight against pollution and unite the communities that have an interest in its 31-mile watercourse. Friends of the River Teen, a community group set up to preserve and enhance the Teen and its surrounding waters, officially launched on Sunday. The group is focusing on three areas: water quality, biodiversity, and building links with communities who have an interest in the river. One of the Friends' key areas of work will be conducting official water quality tests. The official Environment Agency test stopped in September, but we know that many people still swim in the river every day, noted Stuart Reynolds, the catalyst behind the creation of the Friends of the River Teen group. The group plans to conduct at least 20 water quality tests over the winter, to the same standard as those carried out by the Environment Agency. The tests will cost around £600, and Friends of the Teen hopes to raise the money for the tests and other activities via a crowdfunding campaign. "We want to be evidence-based, using reliable science and expert knowledge to make the case for better water quality," Stuart pointed out. Lending his support to the new Friends group was Martin Wrigley MP, who conducted the first official Friends of the River Teen water quality test. The tests measure bacteria levels that indicate the presence of fecal material in the river. "It's outrageous that the Environment Agency doesn't test outside the summer. There have been years and years of underinvestment," Mr. Wrigley said, as he promised to demand a meeting with the chief executive of Southwest Water. We must keep the pressure on them, he added. Together we can make a difference. While water quality is an important part of what Friends of the River Teen is all about, Stuart was keen to point out that the group aims to be a positive force for good. While we may, from time to time, give South West Water a hard time, it's not just about sewage, he noted. Also speaking at the launch event were Anna Leatherdale, who explained her work testing water quality upstream at Trusham, RSPB Warden John White, who talked about the diversity of wildlife on the Teen, and Dr. Severin Santier, a law professor and member of Friends of the River X, who discussed the legal action being launched by businesses and individuals affected by sewage pollution in Exmouth.
Cannabis factory discovered in-house. A cannabis factory worth thousands of pounds has been uncovered by police in Dawlish. A total of 83 of the Class B plants were found during a raid at a terraced property in Iddesleigh Terrace. Officers say the plants had a potential street value of tens of thousands of pounds. A spokesman for Tynmouth and Dawlish Police said, "Another successful warrant. We apologise for any traffic disruption while we dismantled the scene." One resident said the smell was absolutely immense. You could smell it from 200 feet along the road. This was the second successful drugs warrant executed by police in the town in a matter of days. Several thousand pounds worth of suspected Class A drugs were found at an address in Coronation Avenue, along with evidence of drug supply and preparation, police said. One man was arrested and a woman was helping police with their inquiries.